You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. I thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in an exciting series at church, and that is going through the book of Revelation. My favorite, since I really love doctrine, Apostle Paul's my hero. I love Bible doctrine. I love the nuts and bolts of what we believe and why we believe. And I love to teach it emphatically. Now, these first three chapters is chock full of doctrine coming right from the Son of God himself. We learn so much about him, about the resurrected Christ and who he is now and what he expects from his church. These seven letters, we are eavesdropping in on letters he dictated to the Apostle John to give to the pastors of these churches. And he's telling these pastors what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong. And he's telling them, for those that are doing wrong, to cut it out, to repent and stop what you're doing. One church we read about, there's someone there who says they're an apostle, and he commended them for testing them, not for just accepting who they said that they were, but they tested them to see if they were apostles. Another one had a woman who called herself a prophet there, and he warned them, get rid of this woman, otherwise they're going to haul her out in a stretcher, and I'm going to make sick, that's S-I-C-K, sick, all those that follow her. So, and we read these letters here today. We're reading the faithful church that had no admonishments at all, but they had an open door. Next week, we're going to look at a lukewarm church, and that'll wrap up full of doctrine. That's what we're looking at here. We're looking today. This is the second part of this message, the faithful church at Philadelphia. So enjoy the message here today. For this sermon in its entirety, you write to me, Paul, at WMIEFM.com, or go to my Facebook page, WGOD Radio, and you'll find a link uploaded on there, The Faithful Church. Enjoy today's program. I'm going to continue to play those programs, and I don't care. It's the same as in this church. We'll continue to preach Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21 here. I could compromise, like many others that I know. Luckily, there's deacons here that will fire me if I do that. We don't compromise. But you could find yourself in a compromising church very easily. A church with a gay pastor or a woman pastor. They've compromised. Sorry, world. Sorry, Washington. But that makes you corrupt or worldly. What was corrupt 25 years ago, just like we talked about in Sunday school this morning, what was corrupt then is corrupt now. Doesn't change because the world has changed. These are evil sins, won't be condoned by the faithful church, right? The Lord Jesus warned members of the corrupt church, behold, I am casting her, that is the false prophet there, into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her in the great tribulation, if they don't repent. And I will kill all of her children by death. And then all the churches will know that I am he that searches minds and hearts.
and I'm going to pay back everyone according to their works. Now, that's not a church that I recommend that you join. Okay, you could find yourself in the dead church. That's what we looked at last week, right? The dead church of today is the church that doesn't feast on the Word of God, which stimulates real and true growth, which, while you partake of it, will transform you into spiritual giants, which will, in turn, get every demon in the northern hemisphere to stop what they're doing and to take notice, because there's a new sheriff in town, you. This is my mission here, to make spiritual giants out of everyone here. Are you on Satan's most wanted list in his post office? Or could you not get a used demon to chase you? You could find yourself a member of the faithful church that has a blank check signed by Jehovah. Can you imagine that? How about you, Sharon? Can you see that? Pay to the order of Sharon Solana, signed by Jehovah. And then for the dollar amount, Sharon, there's nothing there. It's blank. Little drop of blood there in the memo section. That is yours and everyone else who's a member of the faithful church. The faithful church member has Jesus Christ himself as its biggest fan and biggest and most prominent and influential supporter. Speaking of college, some of them, they got the JCs or boosters as their supporters. The members of the faithful church have Jesus Christ as their supporter. Lastly, as we're going to see next week, you could be a member of the lukewarm church. You always could join that church, though I don't recommend it. The church where you can do everything lackadaisically and half-hearted. I pray your worship never gets that way. Don't just look at the lukewarm church and say that's somebody else. But I pray that your worship would never get that way. Like I mentioned to Cheryl this morning, been on her visits last week. Sometimes you can find yourself just going through the motions, forgetting all that God has done for you, and you go through the motions. That is the lukewarm church. They go through the motions. The members of the lukewarm church are the same temperature, as Pastor Dan Stahlbaum would say. They're the same temperature as their surroundings. Whatever the surroundings are, that's where you are. You fit in to get along just like everyone else. Like lukewarm bathwater. Stick your elbow in it and see what it feels like. Just like your surroundings is the lukewarm church. There you have it. You've got before you seven doors. You could be a member of any one of these seven. I suggest you choose door number six. And be a member of the faithful church that has the blank check from God. That whatsoever you do will prosper. Now let's get started on this sermon. Verse 9. Revelation chapter 3, verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue. Here we go again with the synagogue of Satan. Those that say they are Jews and are not. How can you say you're a Jew and not be a Jew? I mean, my name's Esposito. I'm an Italian. It's like someone coming up to me and saying, it's like God coming up to me and saying, no, you're not Italian. But I am. What do you mean I'm not? If I say I'm an Italian and I know that I am, but God says I'm not, then to be an Italian must mean something else. Same as being a Jew. Same as being a Jew. Behold, I'll make those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they're Jews and are not, but they're lying. Behold, I will make them come and worship before your feet and to know that I have loved you. I love that word, behold. He's saying, like, check it out, or watch this. Watch this, oh, you with the blank check. Watch what I'm going to do to these people. He's saying, I've got your back. All those in the faithful church, I've got your back. Watch this. He says, behold. Then he says, I will. Who wants God behind you and says, I will? Not that I might, but I will. This is what I am going to do. And then he says, I will make. He's going to make unbelievers come and worship him right before your feet. Which is why I say I want like 40-yard line seats for this. I want to see those from the Freedom From Religion Foundation come right before us and bow down and call Jesus as Lord. How many people can you think of that you would like to see to come down right before you? Who? Hitler? Stalin? Unbelievers? Those that have hurt you? Don't say, well, you shouldn't think like that. The Lord Jesus, he's showing you this is all right. This is what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to make all those that want to kill you, all of them come right down here and they're going to worship me, not you. They're going to worship him right before you. I will make unbelievers come and worship. The faithful church will prosper and will accomplish the will and plan of God. And all of this will be with the sovereign, authoritative hand of God behind the scenes, blazing the trail for you as you go along, winning the battles. Psalm 91:4 says to the faithful man or woman, no evil shall befall you. Proverbs 12:21 says, no grave trouble will overtake the righteous. The Lord Jesus says one word. He says, behold. Oh, faithful church, all of the universe is for you. I read this comment from Warren Wiersbe the other day. He said, quote, if we read and study the word of God and obey it, everything in the universe will work with us. If we disobey the word of God, everything will work against us, just as it did against Jonah. Everything in the universe was against Jonah. And it's the same with you, too. Acts 17 says God has determined our pre-appointed times and the boundaries of where we live. Let me move on. Verse 10. Now check out the promise to the faithful church of today. Because you have kept, the King James says, the word of my patience. Or because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation which will come upon the whole world to try those that dwell upon the earth. Notice, too, there's no correction for the faithful church.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.